As you know, developers can be finicky beasts at times, and here at PointSource, it's interesting because you know if a developer is saying they like a tool, that it really is high quality.
Welcome to This Week on DevelopWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. My guest this week is Stephanie Frunzo. She's the Chief Creative Officer at PointSource. Stephanie, welcome to This Week on DevelopWorks. Tell us a little bit about the company.
So PointSource is an enterprise mobility firm. So we do everything from help a client come up with a mobility strategy to address their business challenges, through setting up their entire blueprint of architecture, through actual app development and delivery. PointSource is a firm that has been in business for nearly a decade now and has pivoted with the market several times, most recently pivoted to focus on enterprise mobility. So it's been only about 12 months now that we have been focused on building out this particular business.
I understand that PointSource, since they've done this pivot, has been a leader in some of the standards organizations, notably open services for lifecycle collaboration in the mobile area.
Absolutely. So PointSource is actually the first and only partner, IBM Premier Business Partner, that is mobile first capability authorized. And so what that means is that we have done our best job at figuring out how to deliver entire solutions for our clients. Part of what we're doing as we understand how to deliver those solutions, that end-to-end development environment for mobile, includes understanding, as we are evolving the market, exactly what patterns are best practices for technology in the mobile space. So as we look at this as kind of a second phase, if you think back to when everything moved to the web, it took a little while for us to understand from a technology perspective exactly which patterns are best fits, how to develop the right kinds of standards to utilize that medium. And the same sort of thing is happening now with mobility. There's a different way of interacting. There are different kinds of design and development patterns. In order to make the most of this new kind of medium, we have to understand now how do you take what we're learning and build that into standards. So open services for lifecycle collaboration is a great place for us to start contributing that knowledge and the thought leadership that we're gaining by developing strategies across industries for our clients. PointSource has co-founded a mobile user group at OSLC, and so we are starting to define different kinds of scenarios that would then drive standards and specifications for integrations across the lifecycle.
And not only leading in that space, I understand that PointSource was one of the early adopters of the JazzHub platform. Could you tell us a little bit about how you're using JazzHub?
So PointSource is a sponsor user for JazzHub. We are really excited to get involved as quickly as possible with JazzHub. Right now, I think we have about 12 projects. Some of them are public and some of them are private. So at PointSource, we are doing our own application development using JazzHub as our collaboration tool. So we have our designers, developers, business analysts, executives, managers, everybody who is a stakeholder in a project involved in collaborating using JazzHub for our applications. Additionally, we're using JazzHub with our client projects as well. So not just the things that we at PointSource are developing and delivering as our own offerings, but working directly with the clients as well. And the fabulous part about that is we can very quickly get a project started, enable the stakeholders at the client site to get involved directly with us. So we have different kinds of teams that we formulate. Sometimes we actually own development end-to-end and hand off the IP and deliverables. Sometimes we are working in a collaborative team where we have development and design and different resources from PointSource working collaboratively with resources from our client as well. So we have projects that have all of the clients across five different industries involved in working with us in private project areas in JazzHub.
Really interesting. Now, a lot of times when people think of platforms like this, they think strictly in terms of code and software development artifacts and catering to developers, but Your usage of JazzHub is actually a lot broader than that, isn't it?
So a great success story, as an example, is a recent new client. About a month ago, we started working with an insurance firm, and we had a kickoff meeting. And in time for that kickoff meeting, I mean, in a matter of a couple minutes, we had a JazzHub project created. Our business analyst spent a little bit of time setting up a dashboard, loading up the epics and requirements that we had discussed prior to kicking off the project. And when they sat down for that face-to-face kickoff meeting, the CEO of the insurance firm was involved in the discussion and was so impressed with how quickly we were able to set up a transparent dashboard for him to see how the project was going to be laid out that it opened the door for us to have additional conversations on how they should set up their development environments for other projects.
Now, one of the projects I saw on Jazz Hub associated with your company is an app called PS Whiteboard that was in the public space. Tell us a little bit about that one.
That is a really fun example. So at PointSource, we spend a good deal of time collaborating around design, whiteboarding out different ideas, and we were frustrated that there wasn't an existing app that was just a very simple whiteboard application, something that you could sketch on, you could import photos and draw on top of those, mock them up, save them off, share them. There wasn't anything very simple on the market. And so we took this as a learning exercise. We had a developer coming on board, and this is as much a story about learning IBM WorkLight as it is about using Jazz Hub. So what we did was challenge one of our new developers to take a look at a set of use cases and develop an application using IBM WorkLight as the development platform and using Jazz Hub as the collaboration environment. And within 2 weeks, she had a simple application up, running, submitted to the Apple App Store. And so the great thing about the PS Whiteboard project is you can go for free, download the app, check it out, actually see it built in and finished, completed app. And you can also go to Jazz Hub and see the WorkLight code in addition to the transparent development process that we're following right now. So, you know, another great example with IBM, with the Jazz Hub, with our PS Whiteboard application is that just this week, iOS 7 came out, and I was messing around with the whiteboard app at home, and I noticed some things that we needed to enhance in order to support iOS 7, and I went straight to Jazz Hub, entered those, and my development team has all of my inputs. It's not just our developers, as you said, that are actively involved, but it's all of the people that are part of the project. Even myself, as the CCO of the company, I am working directly in Jazz Hub to give them the inputs. Whereas maybe previously we would have been sending emails back and forth.
So it sounds like Jazz Hub is used internally by yourself. You've got some public projects, and you use it with all your core clients. I mean, it's really central to the way you do business. Do you ever get a little bit concerned about putting so much trust into that platform?
Well, actually, no, we don't. And the reason is that, as you know, developers can be finicky beasts at times, and here at PointSource, it's interesting because you know if a developer is saying they like a tool that it really is high quality. And it just so happens that most of our developers have used Rational tools in their past careers in different roles that they've had. Some of us even actually directly in development roles at IBM in the past. So we have a lot of confidence in the products themselves and just a really good track record of using Rational tools for our development environments already. So as soon as we got involved in the Jazz Hub project, everyone jumped all over getting on board and have been very excited about using it since then.
Thank you so much for sharing those stories with us and spending some time with me today on This Week on Developer Works.